Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. The Pats get it done again with a second-half comeback here at Gillette Stadium with a win over the Browns 27-26. We were inside the locker room following the win, talking to several of the players who had a huge part in those final seconds. Here they are in this edition of Locker Room Uncut.
You know, we got his back, that's for sure. Gronk's a leader on the team, he's one of the best, so, we got his back, whatever he comes out, but, it's frustrating to see him go down, and, you feel for him.
You just hate to see that happen. I don't think it was a dirty hit, but you hate to see, a guy get hit like that, and he's hurt. I don't think their guy, got up happy that he hurt him like that. Guys out there playing football, you hate to see that.
It was a lot of respect that Cleveland paid there too. I mean, when you have a good player like him, and all the struggles that he's gone through already, to have something like that, I think it's catastrophic, and everybody feels it. It's just, it is what it is. But as far as we knew, we had a job to do. You have to be able to weather different things that happen in a game, whether it be injuries, whether it be, whatever it may be in a game. That's why, you just continue to play for 60 minutes, and I think as a team we did a great job.
We have a couple onside kicks in practice, and that's the one we had. And, my job is to get it 10 yards and give the team a chance, and that's what I did. And, sometimes you need the ball to bounce your way, and it did. And, it was a pretty fun experience because onside kicks, the percentage of getting them back is pretty low, and the fact that we were able to do it and come through, I mean, it was amazing.
It was fantastic. Those, those specialists work so hard on, their craft and kicks, and, I'm sure Goss was really excited about it, so it was a big play. It won't, play the game.
What is it about the urgency of the fourth quarter that you guys seem to just flip a switch and execute?
Yeah, we found ourselves, behind, and all we wanted to do is focus on executing the plays at hand and one play at a time, and that's all you can do at that time, and try to make as many plays as you can, try to stack them up and put a drive together.
Me and Marquise, I was joking with him coming out of the hut. I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. Everybody sacrifice themselves, and I'm going to jump on it. I'm going to get it. And, lo and behold, that's what ended up happening. And I was just joking with Chris, but, schematically, Steve, kicked the ball down the middle, had to wait on it a little bit, but fortunately hit one of their guys first, and I was, right place, right time.
Well, with familiarity comes comfort, and unfortunately we're familiar with these situations where we put ourselves in holes, but I think that familiarity allows us not to panic and to be able to go out there and just, like I was saying earlier, not let the situation get too big for us. And I think that's what we did tonight, because we've been there and we've had some of those close games not go our way, and we've had some go our way. So we know we just have to play 60 minutes. And at the end of the day, see what the scoreboard says.
I slid and I saw that the ball was just about to be 10, and I kind of waited. And it's the thing, I kick it and I try to get in front of it and I slide, and it's supposed to fall right to me. And before the ball got to get 10, the guy came and hit me, and I had the thing, and luckily it bounced off him and right into Kyle's hands. And I mean, it was just a great play, and I've never been that jacked up after a game. I don't celebrate too much after field goals, but when we get onside kick, I was all over the place. I probably looked like an idiot out there.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.